from Earth, and welcome to the Creative Cosmos. I'm your old friend, Christopher Moores. Coming to you from Champaign, Urbana, Illinois, the heart of the Midwest. At last, it is time, my friends. I've come back to the airwaves. In a way, I really haven't left. I've just been surfing the internet and more the local airwaves. I've been on TV and radio in my local environment. But it's time to open back the can of worms that goes into space and time and finding the rhyme inside your heart. Let me tell you, it's been quite a journey. When last we spoke, let's see, well, I've made a couple appearances on other shows and a couple spotty recordings of my own. I've been working in the workaday world to create a home base with which I can operate. It's too hard these days to operate in chaos. If we truly can focus our mind and manifest our will and attract to ourselves good things, then we should do so and stabilize our physical world situation so that we can create the umbrella under which we can pursue our spiritual development. We can't just throw caution to the wind all the time in such a dicey time in our society where you give up that livelihood or something on a whim. Now, it might seem like a very compelling whim, and hey, if your faith is among the very best of us, and you truly can jump off the cliff, then by all means, go for it. Just like Buddha said when they asked him, was it necessary for you to leave your kingdom to find enlightenment? He said, no, because it is everywhere. You can find it in anywhere. Perhaps the search within the individual was needed in order to provoke that realization of what was already there. Whatever it takes, sometimes risking all is the only way to provoke that understanding. It depends on your psyche. It depends on your flexibility. It matters how well you can get over yourself. But I digress. I want to talk a little bit more about where I've been and what I've been doing. Because I'm firing back up the creative cosmos. It has been kind of in hibernation for a while. And at its peak, it was within the top couple of million websites in the world anyway. It had a good bit of traffic, and I was projecting all over the place and linked to many other sites. And maybe some of that will come again. But I don't feel it needs to be so, quite so as intense as all that anymore. It's going to be a more balanced and maybe a little older and wiser approach to expressing DAO or what have you, however you want to call it, the expression of spirit. Or as my brilliant 85-year-old cousin likes to say, the deity. Whatever it is that lies beyond us, that compels us in this journey and gives us depth and meaning and love and ache, pain, an ecstasy. You have to dive into life while holding an observation of everything that occurs echoing deep within you. This is my favorite of the techniques and has been an immense help to me in navigating the sometimes choppy waters of this existence, is being like a mirror, allowing everything that occurs to rise and fall upon a neutral observation. You see it. You acknowledge that it's there simply in the echo, the imprint of its presence. And then, at a time of your choosing, if you do so choose, you can express about it. But always building in to your life time before reaction has seemed like a good and helpful tool for me. So it just deflates potential conflagrations. It's good to be back. It was time because I felt something missing in my heart in my new life, and it was the integration of the old. Just like that original journey to the creative cosmos was for me a divergence from the even older and original path for me in the music world and expressing through playing instruments and serving in the community in that manner. So I grew up that way and went well into my 20s that way. Then I sought my true creative voice, which was broader than that, as an artist and a writer and a speaker and a generally creative and ever more divine being. So I moved into the creative cosmos and expressed many things. And then Life brought me back to the music. So where have I been? Well, I came back to the music. My instrumental musicianship is better than it's ever been. I'm playing more gigs in the world and teaching more students and doing more good and supporting and sustaining something that needs strong advocates behind it. Now more than ever, as various forces seek to press upon us and somehow change the priorities of the culture, these good and valuable things need to be fought for and upheld by people of conviction that know what a difference to the human existence these kind of things make. We need more, not less, of artistic and spiritual energies. It just doesn't have to be so rigidly defined. That's why what drives everybody crazy is they have an interpretation of it that they hold firmly to, when the existence is a lucid and ever-changing experience. And it is whatever it is for you. Okay, well, that's a start. Maybe we got it rolling again, but how about I play you a song?
So damn sorry. Thank you.
Free Mind Sunshine, an old favorite of mine, one of the favorite things I've ever been able to come up with. It was recently used in a movie out of Australia called The New Prophet. If you're interested, you should look it up. Check it out. It's really wild. Okay. So one of the things that we wanted to get into is a little history. Since this is kind of a coming back, I'll give you a little history of my internet radio time. Started out back in 2005. Hard to believe it was that long ago when I started doing show in the very, very early days of the BBS radio network. And I did probably about 40 shows for Don and Doug Newsome. I even went so far as to go out there to California for a while, and I was on the board, so to speak, and there's still echoes of my time there. They still sometimes use a couple things that I created. And even recently, not too long ago, I appeared as a guest on a show or two, and I wouldn't be opposed to coming back here and there and talking with some folks. There are a lot of good folks over there. And then I was on Red Ice Creations quite a bit. In fact, I think one of Henrik's first radio appearances was on the Creative Cosmos show that I just talked about, and then he started his show, and then it just took off like crazy. He's definitely scholar and warrior for truth, so no wonder it's gone so well. And some of the shows that I've done on there are among the most popular of any I've ever done. Maybe just because it gets to a wider audience. But I still hear from people who enjoy those shows, which is nice. And then I've been on the Cult of Personality podcasts with Greg. Those are just unbelievably high in their intellectual content. All the shows, I mean, it's just a dynamite program, so I'm honored to have been on there. And also my friend the Cosmic Gnostic, he's practically he and I share some fundamental philosophies, I'd say. And a few other shows here and there. Anyway, you get the idea. I've had some time on the air in this internet radio world from the fairly early days, from 2005. And more recently, as I think I mentioned earlier, I've been doing radio commercials mostly for the business I work for in Champaign. It's pretty fun. I ride them all and sometimes get a little zany and have my little jingle playing. And it's interesting how radio has continued as a part of my life and just keeps coming up again. So, no, I just want to do it with full gratitude and awareness and just really enjoy. Well, I do go on. So, hey, how about another tune? Here's one of my own personally composed jazz tunes that I've been working on lately. Hey, see what you think. Catch you on the other side.
Thank you.
Okay, welcome back. That was Astral Avenue, a little jazz composition I wrote a few years ago, and I was playing trumpet, and some good buddies joining me there at a local club. If you've hung with me this far, thank you. Thank you for listening, and some new things I'm working on, compiling the old shows into highlights and extracting the content as a book, and also going through some of the old shows where I've been interviewed and extracting those as a book. After that, there's some more adventurous novel type books coming down the road. And one of the things I'm most excited about is the Creative Cosmos Tarot card deck. If you used to come to the site years ago, you'd remember all the articles I posted with hand-drawn cartoon-like spiritual archetypal art. But yeah, I'm making that into a tarot card set, and soon I'll have all that stuff on the website. The visual art, I've been taking great care to get it to the highest levels before I release it to the public. So once again, I thank you. You can always check out the gift shop for the books that are already done. Pearly Gates Press is a magnum opi that has sold more copies than anything, and I've gotten incredible feedback on that book. I can hardly even remember writing the book. I was so entranced while I wrote it. It's truly out there. And Ruminations of the Universe is the grand scale follow-up to that work. Truth in a Sea of Obfuscation is the last echo of that style. The transcriptions from the radio shows of that era will also have that flavor, but I've shifted and changed, and things that I'll create henceforth will be of a different ilk. It'll still be good, I hope. So let's see what happens. Thank you so much.